Zechnishmas Avi Moriachum Yisrael Pilchas, Zechnishnas Daniel Shainamas Yoshua Falak, Forshlaim Shlomo Zalman Ben Resia. Okay, Rabbi, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to try to do the Parshas Hazinu and Zos HaBracha to complete the Chumash. Bez Hashem, we come back after Yom Tov, and then Bez Hashem, we start again Parshas Bereishis, etc. Hazinu Hashamayim v'adabera. And again, I want to thank Rabbi Goldstein, who always encouraged me to go through the whole Parsha. In the old days, I used to just finish at Parshas Emor, because that's when the semester ended. And he encouraged me to do the whole thing from Mibreishis la'enei kol Yisrael. So I thank him. Okay, Hazinu Hashamayim v'adabera. This is Shema Ha'aretim Refi. So the Yerachayim HaKadosh says, page 2, Od l'skavin l'daber im hadargos hanimtsoim b'Yisrael. So as Hazino Shamayim doesn't necessarily only literally mean the sky, and the Sishma Aretz literally the earth. Od l'skavin l'daber im hadargos hanimtsoim b'Yisrael. The different madregos of people. Echad heim gedoleim v'rosheim, and beis heim ha'amona, shein lehem shem ba'am. V'kino l'gedolim mishem ha'shamayim. Hazino ha'shamayim means that the people of the high madrega should listen. Hazino ha'shamayim, shem b'madrega gedola, big demon, mention them first. V'diber lehem Tzivoy Hazino Hashamayim, Chakach Omar V'Sishma Aretz Perush Me'atzmam Yishmu Ha'amon Hamshon Lo'aretz. Because Hazino Hashamayim is direct Tzivoy to the Gedolim, and Memela the other people will hear as well. The Aretz or the Hamona. And so we will try to understand what this means. So you're going to see an idea that's brought down the different svarim of the, and we'll tie it into Sukkos. I mean, we'll be tied into Sukkos as well, as Satmar Rebbe did. And let's start with the Gemara in Taimis. So let's see. Find the Gemara in Taimis on page 4 on Chof Aleph of the Days. So take a look on page 4. Says the Gemara, Besura Havas Devarta. In the city of Sura, there was a plague. There was Dever. Right? One of the Esamakas, Dever. Bishivvuse de Rav, Lohavis Devarta. But in Rav's neighborhood, even though he lived there in that city, in his neighborhood, there was no Dever. Whereas the plague didn't come in his neighborhood. So they thought, because Rav has such a big schus, as great as he was, so maybe that's why in his neighborhood there was no dever. So it's chazi lehu b'chelma. So it came in a dream. B'chelma Rav did a fish schus tuva. Hamilsa Zutras Rav. That someone had a dream that Rashi says, those were the people who thought that the reason why there was no Dever in Rav's neighborhood, they had a dream. And the dream said that no, it wasn't because of Rav. Rav wasn't the reason why the city, the neighborhood was immune. He said, Rav's chus is too great. In other words, this is a too small thing. You don't need Rav to you know, the chusim of Rav is so great, you don't need Rav to protect such a small neighborhood. Rav, his chusim could do much more. So what was it? What's the protection? That there was somebody in the city who lent out his shovel. Somebody had to do a kvura, and they didn't have a shovel. And one pashut about the bus lent his shovel. And that schus was what saved the city. So it's a fascinating idea. That you can have, you know, people think, oh, you need a big tzaddikim, big things. Pasha the balabas, you take this away? How do you take it? The Pasha the balabas, lent out a shovel. Chesed. And that's why it was saved. So the Marshal has a kasha. He said, I don't understand. Just because Rav was so great doesn't mean, I mean, if you have this chus of Rav, you could also save. It was, you don't need such a big chus of the chus of Rav. It doesn't mean that Rav couldn't have been the one that accomplished that. So that's the Marshal's kasha, as the Samarev points out. But this was the idea that, so again, we're on the Gemara here on page 4, Parshas Hazinu, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that there was a plague in Surah, Dever, and in Rav's neighborhood they didn't have the plague, and people thought because Rav was so great, so he saved the city. And the dream, these people will not have known that it wasn't because of Rav. Rav's chus, you don't need the chus of Rav for that. Rav is, his chus is, you know, is so great, you don't need him for that. It was the simple balabas who lent out his shovel for somebody to do kvur. And that chesed, the city was, the community was saved. So there is an idea here that's brought down in different svarim in the Yismach Moshe and others from the Nezer HaKodesh, one of the Farshim, and we have it here several times, and it explains the interaction of a tzaddik and the tzaddik's role in helping the community. So I'll show you here. Take a look. It's the Yismach Moshe is on page 11. So there's a page 10, he quotes that Gemara Tainus. And in page 11, he quotes from the Nezer HaKodesh. See, on page 10, he says, Nira HaNezer HaKodesh, Kosov. So the Nezer HaKodesh, one of the Farshim on the Medrash, says the following. What does he say? So take a look on page 11. He explains that Gemara in Titus. He says, Kinovir Tchuse Pshita, the royal Lahagim, the Klam Masai Mana. That was the Kasha. He says the Marshal, Iksha Marshal, page 10 of the bottom. Iksha Marshal, what do you mean it couldn't have been because of Rav? Because Rav is too great. But if you're too great, if you're so great, you could also do smaller things also. Page 11. Azraba, Kinofish Husay Pshita the Royal Hagin, Beflama Simona. The Tirs Haravanal, the Torah of Yeshne Mine Hagana. He says there are two ways that a tzaddik can protect the community. What are the two ways? Echad, Sha tzaddik begin bischuso al rishoy. But the tzaddik is great, and he has zchuyos, and he could protect everyone else, even rishoy. So he said, but the second way is, Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzil HaRishoyim Kidei Shelo Yisper Gam HaTzadik. The Kevin Shonosu Rishus L'Mashkis Eimav in Bentov L'Ra. So he says like this, that sometimes it's just that the Tzadik's Chus protects. The second way is that Hashem, the reason why the tzaddik protects is because sometimes when there's a gzeira or a mashchis, like by Makas Bechoris, is it like Rabbi Kivega says, "Kevin shanosin rishus l'mashchis ain mafchim ben tov l'ra." Right. So if the mashchis is going to be there, he might kill the chas v'sholem the tzaddik too. So that's going to prevent. So he says like this, in the Hamachina Rishon Itachno Tzadikim Gemurim, the Schusim Megim. The Tzadikim Gemurim on the highest level, they could protect. They can protect others. As long, Havarachla Osam Shalom Nismalis also. But only those Rishonim that their limit has not been gotten to. In other words, if a Rasha reaches a certain limit that he did so much rishus that the barrel is full of, so to speak, then it's time to
Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm sorry, we're hearing other conversations. I don't know.
Okay, Rabosai, please mute.
Coming already.
Can you mute? Can you mute everybody?
Tell me, the sound's okay? Yeah, sounds okay. Right. Good. We're live right now.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to mute everyone. And if anyone wants to speak up, you can unmute, but someone was being disturbed, so we're going to mute.
I'm sorry, I think it may have been something on my own computer. I got...
I don't know what...
Yeah, I think it was maybe something on my own computer. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, if the first thing is, if you have a tzaddik gomor, he could protect other people as long as their limit has not gotten. In other words, a rasha, say he did a lot of averus, but whatever the limit is that he's going to be taken away, because if there's averus, it's not yet gotten, so the tzaddik can protect. That's a tzaddik gomor. But even the tzaddik gomor, once the rasha reaches his limits, then he's not going to be able to protect. But then there's a concept of the tzaddik she'eino gomer. So on a certain level, a tzaddik she'eino gomer obviously is a lower level than a tzaddik gomer. But a certain level, the tzaddik she'eino gomer could protect in certain cases where the tzaddik gomer won't protect. What do we mean? Tzaddikim gomer b'lo shayach b'hu, because the idea is, Kevish and Nidna Rishus Lamashkis Lahashkis is by Tzadikim She'inim Gemur. So once the Mashkis is out, then the Tzadik She'inim Gomor is also in jeopardy. But since he's in jeopardy, listen carefully, since he's in jeopardy, he has the ability to protect. In other words, the Tzadik Gomor sometimes, he's not in the picture anymore. His life is not besakana, because the mash is not going to start up with him. He's not besakana. So Mamela, he can't protect because he's not part of the gzeira. But sometimes the tzaddik she'ena gomer, who once there's a gzeira out there against the rishayim, is also part of this idea of Kevish and Nitna Rishus L'Mashchis L'Hashchis, and he's also in jeopardy, but the fact that he's in jeopardy gives him the ability to protect. And therefore, so there are two types of protections that tzaddikim. The tzaddik gomer could protect Rishoyim. They can protect Rishoyim because they're a tzaddik gomer, unless they totally reached, maxed out, so to speak. But tzaddik she'ena gomer could protect in situations that Hashem is making a gzeira on somebody or the community. And since they're tzaddik with the tzaddik she'ena gomer, so they're in jeopardy also. So therefore, their zchuyos could help to protect. So he says, so now he goes back to the case of the Gemara in Titus. Keep further down. The first word was lo. Lo havi mishum de rav nofish chusei. Because rav was a tzadi gomer. So rav was not in the, so that's the pshat. Rav was not in the gezerah of this dever. So he's not going to protect. The question that the Marsha asks, if you're a tzaddik gomer, certainly you should be able to protect. No. If you're not nichla, if you're a tzaddik gomer, sometimes a tzaddik gomer, he's not bechlal the gezerah. So then his hagana is not applicable. So he says like this, because Rav was a tzaddik. In other words, if you would have a smaller tzaddik, was a tzaddik she'ena gomer, so he could protect because he would be bechlal the gzeira of the dever, because and therefore kevush rishus l'mashmas hashkes includes is the rishayim and the tzaddik she'ena gomer, so he could protect. But Rav was not in that category. He's a bigger category. And therefore, he's not included in this idea of kevin shenit and rishus lamashkis. V'imishum haganas chus a milsa drutu tehi l'gabi rav l'hagen al shkuna dayamagin al kolayir. In other words, Rav would have protected his chuyus, would have protected the whole city, not just the neighborhood. And levadai din nismal leisa otan v'lo mahani haganas chus. In other words, but it's not going to. So why only this? So it must be that Rav was not applicable here, Rav's chuyas, because if he was a tzaddik she'ena gomer, then the gezeira would be on him also. So his chuyas could help. But since he's a tzaddik gomer, so he wasn't bechlal the gezeira. The only thing he could do is what is protect midin that a tzaddik has the overarching ability to protect if he's a tzaddik gomer. But if that was really the case, he has so many tzchusim, it wouldn't have been just one neighborhood that he would have protected. He would have protected the whole city. The fact that he only protected one neighborhood shows that his tzchus were not able to protect. Why not? Because even the tzaddik gomer has the limitation that once the barrel is full of averus, then even the tzaddik gomer cannot protect. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Fascinating. So you see here an unbelievable thing. That sometimes a tzaddik eino gomer has an ability to do something because he's closer to the people, so to speak. And the gzeira on the people was in him also, because even though he really didn't deserve it, but it's once it came to the other people, it comes to him. So his chuyus could help out. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav, it's not because of Rav. Because Al-Rav, he's a tzaddik gomer. So the gzeir wasn't on him. Ah, you'll tell me that there's the first idea that the overarching what? The overarching schus. But then that would have, if that was in play here, then he would have saved the whole city. And the fact that they didn't, it only saved a little neighborhood, means basically the city was maxed out in their averus, etc. And that's how he learns. So comes the Satmar Rebbe and says, that based on this Nezer HaKodesh, that's the pshat in Hazino. Let's take a look at page 25.
Debbie, could you just explain again, if Rav had so many zchusim that it was a small thing, so how come the other neighborhoods were affected? Like, how come it didn't work? Like, at the end of the day, we're saying he's so great, but I don't.
In other words, Rav didn't. He says Rav didn't protect them because he was a tzaddik gomer. So the gzeir wasn't on him, right? So it was if you're a tzaddik she'ena gomer, so then the gzeir could come to you also because kavishin. Even though if you would have been the only one around, it wouldn't have happened. But there's a concept of kavishin nidna mashkes lahashkes einu mavchin, and then Rav would have been in jeopardy as well. So his chusim would have helped. But Rav was a tzaddik gomer, so he couldn't work midin the second idea of the tzaddik shein gomer's type of thing. So it only worked for the first. But if it was based on the big schusin of Rav, the protection would have been to the whole city, not just one neighborhood. The fact that there was only one neighborhood that was protected, and not the whole city. So,
so I'm asking, why wasn't it the whole?
So therefore, it must be that the people already maxed out, and therefore the schus of the tzaddik gomer was not able to be employed, because even the tzaddik gomer cannot help once it's reached the pinnacle of their averus.
Right, maybe like we see al derech Avram Avinu trying to save Sadaim, that they ultimately maxed out,
Right, it's a good point. So therefore, when they ultimately maxed out, even the tzaddik gomer, like Avram Avinu, can't help. And if you're a tzaddik she'ena gomer, so then the gzeira could come to you. So then your chusim could help. So says the Maratav on page 25. That's a Maran Teitelbaum, the present Rebbe, one of the present Rebbes. I'll say Romei's Mamra Kosov Azinu Hashemayim Badabera Kolomar Beis Asher Hashemayim Eim Tzaddikim Yesh Behem Dibur Kosher Behem Bichlal Hagzeira. It was Hazino Hashemayim is tzaddikim, but which tzaddikim? Badebera, the tzaddikim she'enim gemurim, who are, because dibur is loshen kasha, so the gezer is on them. As v'sishma aretz, im refi, haynu pshutei am im refi, amira rako neima, shigam heim yinotzlo. So Hazino Hashemayim, listen, Hashemayim, the tzaddikim she'enim gemurim badebera, who the gezer is shayach to the tzaddikim she'enim gemurim. The Shishma Aretz in Repi, but now the Pshutei Am could get saved. And it's going to be Loshen Raka. Perish Amira Raka Ne'ima. Rezesh Omar Chaka Kishem Hashem Ekra, Peisha Rotsa Lashpi Rachamim Chazodim, Bechinas Havai Baruch Hu, as Aitza of God Elokeinu, Lahagdil Midas Adin, as Kulam Nichnasim Legeder Hasafek, Bechinas Tzadik She'ena Gomer. Umeila, Skusa Magin, Al Kulam Lashpi Rachamim. But Kishem Hashem Ekro, that Hashem wants to give, have rachamim. So what does he do? He puts the gzeira also on the tzaddikim as well. Which tzaddikim? Tzaddikim she'enu gemurim. Because, and then they could protect. And that's the rachamim of Hashem. That the tzaddikim she'enu gemurim are nichlal, because, and once they're nichlal, they're in jeopardy, so then the tzchusim could help out. But the tzaddik gomer is not b'chlal this, and he could help only in a situation where lo nismale sa'atam. But when the tzaddik is in the gzeira, so he could always help. So tzaddik she'ena gomer, he'll very often be in the gzeira. Tzaddik gomer won't be in the gzeira, so then he could only help if lo nismale sa'atam. So you can have two ways of a tzaddik protecting. Either a tzaddik gomer could protect for her overarching ability to protect, but that's only if it didn't max out, the people didn't max out. Like Avram Keter said, maybe by stone they maxed out, so Avram couldn't help. And then the other way of a tzaddik protecting is the tzaddik she'ena gomer, and he can help even if they maxed out, because he's a tzaddik she'ena gomer and it's affecting him. So it's going to affect him, so his chus could count. And that's Hazino Hashemayim. Listen, Shemayim, meaning v'adabera, meaning Shemayim tzaddikim. Well, which tzaddikim v'adabera? The tzaddikim that are having the Lashon Kosher, which is the tzaddikim she'enim gemurim, that the dibur is going to affect them. They can always, their chusim will always be able to help out. Creator of paupers?
I was going to, well, if Hashem's creator is there on the lower level,
then so the higher level tzaddikim are not the chal v'gzeir, because they're higher level tzaddikim.
The lower level ones aren't either. Hashem just puts it on them.
Right, but right. So, right. In other words, Hashem is not going to put it on through Edom Afchin. That's only, you know, in other words, it will only go to Tzadik Sheder Gomor that has a certain measure of vulnerability. Is it?
Vulnerability.
Yeah, vulnerability. Right. Exactly. Oh. So now I will say. So that's the word that the Nezer HaKodesh says to explain. It's a tremendous explanation of that Gemara in Tainus. You know, what does it mean that it wasn't because of Rav, but it was because of this Pasha. So you see that Pasha the Chesedim. You know, we always think about these big things. Pasha the Chesed. The guy lent out his shovel to somebody. And that saved the whole community. But you know, we don't think about that. We think of all the different types of things. You did a Pashut HaChesed. How many people were saved because of your Pashut HaChesed? And sometimes the Pashut HaChesed can do more than what the tzaddik, you know, especially if it's Mismale and Sa'otam. Okay. Oh, so now the Divrei, the Rav Aryeh Teitelbaum refers to his uncle, the Divrei Yoel. And the Divrei Yoel is going to say a very interesting pshat. And this you could talk about a lot of the of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the second Ushpizin. And that's the night that begins the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So there's a tremendous, the celebrations of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva begin with Yitzchak Avinu. There are a lot of explanations to give on this, what's the connection between the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Yitzchak Avinu. So he says a tremendous thing about Yitzchak Avinu. You know, there's a famous chazal on page 3. Tomer Sora Tzchok Asali Elokim Kol HaShomeya Yitzchak Li. So when Yitzchak was born, so Rashi says on page 3, Yismach Imi Midrash Agada Harbe Akoros Niftkdu Ima. It was when Sarah had her child Yitzchak, it wasn't only her. When he was born, there were a lot of women in the world who were not able to have kids and had it at that time. Harbe tefilos nenu ima. So what is this? Well, what is this idea that when Yitzchak was born, there was a tremendous Yeshua, not only for Sarah, but for so many people. And it has to be a certain simcha by Yitzchak, Yisachakli, Yismachli. What was Yitzchak able to do that no one else was able to do at his birth? There were so many Yeshuas. And Yitzchak is a special simcha that we have. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the night of Yitzchak. And he writes here, the Satmar Rebbe, Divrei Yoel, page 18, bottom right. Kamroi lohavim mashetiktu chazal, eschol simchas beis HaShoeva, such a simcha rabba vatsuma, tafka belel beis the sukkas, bishpizad Yitzchak Avinu. Halomidosu hu, Charado pachad Yitzchak, because Gvuras Yitzchak, pachad Yitzchak, or Yecharad Yitzchak. We always associate Yitzchak with charada, with fear, with pachad, with Gvura. And yet, we're associating him all of a sudden now with Simcha. So which one is it? So the Satmar Rebbe says an unbelievable thing. And Kmokain, he writes here on page 18, the top left. Tzarech bir, the shmo shel Yitzchak vino mora al Simcha v'chedva. So which is it? And look in the Midrash Rabbah on page 18 in the bottom left. Midrash Rabbah, Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik V'Yolad Chacham Yismach Bo. Gila Achar Gila. Bizman Shah Tzadik Nolad. That when the Tzadik is Nolad, when Yitzchak was nolad, it wasn't just simcha. It was gila achar gila, tremendous simcha. Gam roi lohavim masha darsha came beledes Yitzchak, daf, lo beledes Avram. There was a certain simcha yisera by Yitzchak. So, and then he quotes this Gemara, that same Gemara in Tainus, with the same explanation of the Nezer HaKodesh. And he says like this. He says an unbelievable thing about Yitzchak on page 20. He says, Al Pizeh, Yizbar Lama Dafka Yitzchak Viru. Right? And there's a whole Gemara that says that Yitzchak, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Yitzchak could protect the Klal Yisrael, special protection by Yitzchak when they sinned, Pal Galai, Pal Alach, on page 19 in the top right. You know, so Yitzchak has this protective motive. So he says like this. He says, because when Yitzchak was born, it was a tremendous, Yitzchak is Gvura, Yira, Din, tremendous Din in the world. So what does that mean? You know what that means? That means the Din of Yitzchak brings such a pachad, Yira, that even the Tzadikim Gemurim are in jeopardy with Yitzchak. He is Ma'or Din. But you know what that also accomplishes? That since they're in jeopardy, their chusim could also be there to help out. Not just the tzaddikim, she'en gemurim. Everyone. So the fact that he's ma'or din cultivates the greatest simcha. Because as we said before, when you're involved in the gzeira, then your chusim could count to counteract it. And that's what Yitzchak was. So Yitzchak is the Midas Hadin, it's Gvura, it's Pachad, but it's the ultimate Simcha. Because it was normally we would say Tzadikim could protect, but once the various max out, then they can't. And they can't protect Midin, the fact that they're in jeopardy, because they're never in jeopardy. Unless there's this tremendous Hagboras Hayira in the world, and the Gvura and Midas Hadin that Yitzchak engendered. And Gufa that created the ability for Yitzchak to protect. And for all, not only Yitzchak, but all the Tzaddikim, because if you, when we said the Klal is, usually the Tzaddikim She'eni Gemurim are still in jeopardy. They could help, Tzaddikim Gemurim not. Their help is limited. But when there's a reboid of Din in the world, which was at the time of Yitzchak, so then all the tzaddikim are also part of that jeopardy, and therefore there's chuzuk there. That's why when Yitzchak was born, when all of a sudden everyone's giving birth that couldn't give birth from before, because the Midas Hadin was enabled to incorporate all the chuzim from all the tzaddikim kemurim, and that was the. The idea that was the simcha. So the simcha of Yitzchak Avinu was that his midas hadin was ma'orer the schusim of even the tzaddikim gemurim who are now included in all the gzeiros, and their schusim could count to thwart any possible gzeira. So that's what it means that when he was born, all this happened. So we see the different ideas of how the tzaddik in of the door. The days of HaKodesh when he could, you know, be involved and not. But I think the Musar Haskel we should learn from here is the concept of the tzaddikim and what they could do, but also the hamonah, the gemar and tainus, you know, hazir ha-shamayim v'sishma ha-aretz. You know, there's the aretz people, the hamonah people. They're also, you know, people, you know, sometimes don't give enough credit to the pashat yid. Pashat Yid, who's lending the shovel out. Pashat Yid, lending the shovel out. He's also protecting the door in a certain way. And we should always keep that in mind. That.
Yitzchak had this quote at birth?
Yeah, in other words, Yitzchak was born with this. Yeah, the Avos had special. We're talking about the Avos.
Right.
you know, he's the son of Avram, you know, that was the idea. But we should understand the hashpos that different people can have in the world. Tzadikim gemurim, tzadikim she'ein gemurim, hazino shamayim, the tzadikim, maybe the tzadikim she'einim gemurim, but the shishma ha'aretz is the, as the Rachaim HaKadosh says, there's a hamonam, and they're also able to help out. So we should never underestimate these things. So this is what I want to say, hashpos tzadikim l'ador, divrei hashkafa l'kras, because that explains the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Shpiz of Yitzchak. There are other drushes I could give you about Yitzchak and that for other times, but this is the thing that I want to say today. Okay, now let's go to